There was a mind of wisdom pearl, a heart of gold born to unfurl the power of love in you and me, to raise the world and set us free. Far away this plan conceived, the lords of form into it breathed, a blueprint blessed, potential whole, the inner nature of the soul. A saving grace, thus she was born, on distant world, one starral morn. This place was safe, not under threat from those who make such worlds forget by introducing arrogance and silver-tongued effete parlance of "This is mine, that could be yours," and where there were none, placing doors with tolls to pay which fund the lie, and woe to those who don't comply. Alas, I write from earthly years, whereas this place had no such fears, and even earth, in those times gone, was young, Edenic, all as one. Somehow, the lords of form, they knew that as the child created grew in consciousness and radiant light, she would attain a state self-bright, self-luminous, a helioform, a living temple, where was born desire to serve in any task the Lord should ask. Most naturally, the role would be a guide and helper given free to children of the worlds as she had been in safety growing. But did the lords of form invest their blessings to avert unrest elsewhere within the universe? Did they foresee some subtle curse, a growing perverse tendency? Did they choose her to send and see if she could help Earth's children so that they, like her, may never know those baleful bells which toll so slow in wake of dream, dead long ago? If she could aid the children's growth, mature enough to pledge their troth to light and love and live them both. If earth could bear Edenic fruit before the knock of disrepute, disguised as glad tomorrow's promise, whispered word that spilt dishonest ways into the world of men. Could she foil disaster then?